How I Met Your Mother finale happened.
Oh, yes. Did you like it, or?
I don't watch it, but whatever, I read about it, and it, I don't know, because I wasn't following, so I can't really, like, say anything, but it seemed really dumb.
I don't know what, just, I liked it, because I thought it was kind of cute, and, I don't know, it's not that much about the ending, but, you know, what's happening before that in the last two episodes, it's pretty realistic, and I kind of like that.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And even the episode itself, like I said on the blog I told you, everything before, like how they end up in life, you know, I really like Judge Marshall.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah, and Barney too.
And Barney too, yeah, but I actually thought Robin was the worst because she turned out to be like a kind of a bitch, right? I mean, someone who just travels and doesn't care about friends anymore.
Yeah.
But I get it. I mean, Robin has always been more independent.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really happy with that whole turnaround of...
Yeah.
Yeah, because it seemed kind of dumb, because, like, they made it all about the mother, and it was just, like, yeah. I don't know, it's, yeah, it just sounded...
I thought it was over. I thought it was over Robin already. This was made, like, 9 years ago.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know, did they know everything?
Welcome to all visitors from across the universe. You are listening to the Across the Universe podcast, brought to you by the Chicks with Accents. Hola, I'm Sofia. I blog at Filmflare from Portugal, and I will be your host for this episode. Joining me today are my fellow chicks. They are Matt, who blogs at Rhyme Reviews, and Strawberry Confessions from Germany/Denmark. Hi, Matt.
Moin.
And Nick, who blogs at Being Norma Jean from India, but currently in the UAE. Hello, Nick.
Marhaba.
Okay. I think we got a really good episode today. We're going to start with our interesting movies of the fortnight, as always. But then we're going to discuss at length the new Captain America movie, Winter Soldier. And we're going to play a little game afterwards, so it's really going to be good, I think. So it's going to be great, so just stick around. We'll be right back after a following trailer from a fellow member of the LAMP Podcast Network.
Not the smartest kid in the gang? Don't know your Argo from Arachnophobia? Still want the latest box office news and best film reviews? Then Box Office Buzz is the podcast for you. Released fortnightly in the winter and weekly through the summer, Box Office Buzz is a brief but very informative guide to what movies are worth seeing and what movies are being seen. Buzz Hubs Box Office Buzz, the best in film podcasting.
Okay, so let's start with the interesting movie, the Fortnight feature. You know what it is? It's when we share a movie that we've seen in the past 2 weeks and that we think it's worth sharing with you because you should watch it or you should stay clear of it, you know. And I think for the first time I was going to share a movie that I really didn't like because it was really bad. I'll tell it later. but last night, just last night, I watched this movie that was surprisingly good. It's called The First Time from 2012. Has anyone seen it? Or
Never. Not even heard of it.
No, me neither.
Yeah, I was looking for like cheap movies and I got this one. And the story, but it's really good. It's a teen movie, by the way, okay, yeah. The story is pretty simple. It's about two teenagers who meet at a party and they don't immediately connect at like a romantic level, so it's not that sort of story. And they don't mainly because he's in love with this beautiful girl who only thinks of him as her best friend, and she has a boyfriend who is one of those older guys that somehow teenagers think are really cool and awesome, but really they're just losers and jerks and don't know anything about life, but they always think they're awesome. I thought they were awesome when I was there. So they're completely normal kids. There's not that high school hierarchy. In fact, they don't even go to high school within this frame of the film. And there's a little bit of breaking the standards of masculinity and femininity. Like, he's the one who's sensitive and emotional, and she just doesn't care about romantic stuff and his stuff. And but none of this is exaggerated. Like, it's all very natural, and they just talk. They talk a lot throughout the movie. So it's kind of like the Before trilogy, but with teenagers.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not a continuous conversation. There are breaks, but they do share like their theories of life and teenagers and social media and just their desires and fears and everything. It's really, yeah, and I could relate. Like, for the first time, usually you see a teen movie and you think, that's just stupid. I was never like that. That's not my high school. Like, and but here you can really think, oh yeah, I thought that too when I was that age. So it's just really good.
Sounds really, really good. I don't know why I haven't heard of it.
Is there anyone like we know in it?
No. I think the boy is from Teen Wolf.
Really? Wait, shit.
Yeah, I had his name, but I deleted it because I thought no one would know him.
It's got Dylan O'Brien. He's my favorite. Okay. Yeah, I watch this. Yes.
He's a good actor.
He's the best. He's like the you know, the trusty sidekick who everyone likes. Mm-hmm. He's like that guy. The really sarcastic one. He's awesome.
Completely different here. It's like, Here he doesn't have a lot of confidence.
And he's the guy who's going to be there in the Maze Runner.
Oh, that's cool.
Big thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I'm excited to see that.
Oh. Oh my god, I think it's got like the hot Aussie guy from New Girl too.
Oh, yeah, that's the jerk boyfriend. Yeah.
That's the jerk boyfriend. Well, he has really hot.
He's really cute, but he's really stupid. He's like one of those guys who has bands and he's really depressed all the time.
Okay.
He's just stupid. Yeah, you'll see. If you see the movie, watch it. It's good. I mean, I don't want to get your hopes up. It's not like a masterpiece, but it's nice.
Okay.
Okay, Matt.
Okay, the only thing that I've seen that wasn't like for something I wrote about or had Dean Winchester in it was...
You can share Supernatural episodes. I'm down with that.
I'll just pretend to know.
I did have one movie that I wanted to talk about because we had this really awesome last week of high school, and we we had a sleepover at school, and so we could watch like horror movies on the big screen there, and we watched this movie called The Haunting in Connecticut.
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's from 2009, so it's fairly kind of new, and yeah, it's kind of a typical horror movie because it's about a house that is haunted, but I thought it was kind of different, and it's actually pretty kind of scary if you watch it with, you know, in the right kind of atmosphere, because the main character is this guy who has cancer, and that's why they move into this new house, because it's near the hospital. And he kind of starts seeing weird stuff, and, you know, like kind of ghosts, but just very shortly he sees them in the house. And actually he's getting better with his cancer, but the doctor says that if he has some kind of hallucination that he should tell him. But so he doesn't tell anyone, and it's very kind of creepy, and it's not like those horror movies where you see a lot of the stuff and it gets kind of it's not really horror, like you're not afraid of it. But here I think there were some moments where I was pretty scared, and it has a nice mixture of like jump scares and more of the longer scares. So I mean, it's not the new Conjuring, but it's pretty good if you want a good horror movie. And it has Virginia Madsen in there too. If anyone, I mean, she's not that known, but she's the only kind of
name. But I can't like picture her.
What is she done?
She was in, not much that I've seen, but she was in Sideways.
Yeah.
And oh, that lady.
Yeah, she's a bit older, like middle-aged.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And the guy who plays the main guy looks almost exactly like Robert Pattinson, just a bit different. So it's kind of creepy. He's called Kyle Gallner. Yeah.
Gotta see that.
Yeah.
All right, sounds like a good movie, and I'm always looking for good horror films.
Yeah.
They're scarce. But really, a sleepover at your high school is so cool.
That's happened with me too. Oh, yeah. This guy, he's there. He was there in Beautiful Creatures. He was there in Jennifer's Body, which is like one of like my, I don't know, I love that movie.
Okay.
Yeah, she eats him. But I haven't seen it.
Oh, I should watch that.
Yeah, it's weird. what's his name? Kyle
Gallner.
Gallner.
We had sleepovers too. We have them every year. It's like a house sleepover. Like we have houses, so you know it's supposed to like build up the unity within the houses. Whatever. Oh. Yeah. They're fine. They're fun.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I think we did watch movies, but I think I fell asleep.
Yeah, we started out watching Silent Hill. And that was really boring, so.
Oh, yeah, no.
And then it was pretty cool because we got the main key from our teacher who was sleeping there with us. And so we went out onto the roof and, like, into the cellar. So that was pretty cool.
So cute. No one cared that we were graduating high school. For a couple of, like... Yay, let's get out of here. I'm sick of this. I don't care. But that's cool. I think it's great to have certain rituals.
Yeah.
Fasting. We don't really have a tradition of that here. But yeah. Okay. Nick.
Okay, mine. I chose this movie. I thought about talking about Noah, but then... I don't know, that's like a conversation. So I'm going to talk about Warrior from 2011. It starred Tom Hardy, Joel Edgerton, and Nick Nolte.
Oh, I want to watch that so badly.
Yeah, I don't really like sports movies, so it takes me like a very... I don't like sports, so I don't like sports movies. So it takes me a very long time to like watch sports movies, but... very kind of unfortunately the push that like I finally watched this because apparently there's going to be a Bollywood remake of it and I wanted to see like how much they're going to spoil the movie. And it's a pretty good movie. It's about like an estranged family. Nick Nolte's the dad, he used to be a drunk and he was a boxing trainer, and Joel Edgerton was the older brother and Tom Hardy is the younger brother, and when their parents separated, Tom Hardy's character went with like their mom, and Joel Edgerton stayed. But then even he sort of like stops talking to his dad because his dad is a drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And the point where the movie starts is like Tom Hardy has come back. He was a Marine, so he came back from the war, and Joel Edgerton is a physics teacher, but he used to be a boxer. And both of them end up taking part in this mixed martial art competition called Sparta. And it's all about like how, you know, like they have their own problems going on. Like Joel Edgerton is fighting to save his house, and Tom Hardy has like his character. Not a lot is said about him. You start finding out like all the stuff that he's done, and then like even he has his motives behind the thing. So yeah, it's really, I liked it quite a bit. I liked, like, I think even though I don't like sports movies, I kind of like boxing movies because I don't know, they're, lack of a better word, they're impactful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so this was one of them. I like the fight scenes and I really like the acting. I love Joel Edgerton in this. I thought he was pretty awesome in Gatsby too. But yeah. I really like, I found him attractive, which was strange. And all the acting was good. It's a bit, it's very, very slightly mushy, which is why I can see why Bollywood would want to make it. But it's a good drama. It's very well acted.
And
I like the, you know, like their the way that the brothers have to meet, like their conversations, all of their the family conversations is very good. Like that's where you see like the really good acting going on. Yeah,
I heard a lot of people say that this is one of their favorite movies, so that's why I wanted to watch it mainly.
Yeah, and I won't go as far, but it's nice. It's not bad.
And yeah, but I agree that boxing movies, they're kind of different because most of my favorite sports movies are boxing movies.
Yeah, it's so brutal.
Yeah,
and it's fascinating. Like two guys just wrecking each other.
And I was like, I was wondering, like, is it like, do am I finding Joel Edgerton attractive because he's boxing? It's like there's some weird primal shit going on over here. I don't know.
Okay, let's move on to our main discussion. Is a Marvel superhero that first appeared in 1941. Just a bit of trivia. He is the alter ego of Steve Rogers, the tiny and skinny guy who, and I'm quoting here, was enhanced to the peak of human perfection. That's the actual words of Wikipedia, and I won't say anything against it. It's true. It is. By an experimental serum in order to aid the United States government imminent efforts in World War II. Well, okay. So, brothers Anthony and Joe Russo directed the movie, and you might remember that John Johnston directed the previous Captain American film. And, oh, I'll say Captain American many times. and that it was a little frowned upon. However, this one has been a huge success so far, with Chris Evans back in his role as Steve Rogers, working with Black Widow, that's Scarlett Johansson, Falcon, played by Anthony Mackie, and Nick Fury, played by Samuel L. Jackson. They all team up to fight this Soviet agent known as Winter Soldier, played by Sebastian Stan. So, first impressions of the film, what did you think, Matt?
I really, really liked it. It was, I mean, it was a weird situation watching it by myself. But I really had to rush out because I had no time the other days. And so it was pretty cool. I mean, I had a lot of fun. I think it would be even more fun if you watched it with a lot of people or a lot of friends, because it's like that big, kind of big movie. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. It wasn't like Avengers good, but it was definitely up there.
Yeah. And you, Nick?
Yeah, I loved it. I'm one of the people who adores the first Captain America movie. And I think maybe like I'll get into that while we're discussing. Okay, but I do think this is the better movie. I don't know if I think I like it as much as the first one. And I enjoyed it. I was in a crowd with I went with a friend, but it was a pretty crowded thing, and I was kind of scared that they're gonna like talk their way throughout the movie, but everyone was having fun, thank God, and not being a pain, thank God. And yeah, it was awesome, I thought.
Yeah, I'm more with Matt, maybe. I was perhaps the last one of the three to watch this film, and so my expectations were like super high.
Yeah.
You know, in expecting like Nolan or something. And I know it's completely different, but I always end up comparing. It's stupid. But I liked it a lot. It didn't quite meet my expectations, which were stupidly high. But it's really, it's still great, and I still think it's much better from the first one. But that's like a personal opinion. So
it is better.
I had to rewatch.
Yeah, but much better.
I watched the first movie the day before, so that was kind of a big difference. But I really liked the first one too. Didn't think it was that bad. It was just
It's just
a bit. I don't know.
It's not even. That's what people say, but like I see it through like I don't know googly eyes. So just all of it looks great to me.
I know. Okay. So about the plot and story. What do you think? Was there anything you didn't like? Things you most liked? Matt, you can start.
My first thought was I really liked the inclusion of Black Widow because I just think she's such a cool character, and I was hoping for her to have a big role, and she did. And also, because there was just this spin-off blogathon by Seti, and I actually wrote about Agent Mariah Hill, and so I played by Kobe Smulders, so I was really happy to see her be in this one too. And yeah, the story itself was pretty cool, kind of modernized as well. I mean, it's pretty dark actually. I was surprised by how dark it was in a way, but it was cool.
It is. Nick?
Yeah, that's the thing, the dark thing. Because you just said Nolan, and I wasn't even thinking about that, but I love the fact that even though it has these really dark elements and it's talking about things like, you know, like NSA and whatever shit, okay? But at the same time, it holds on to that Marvel humor.
Yes.
I love that. Like, because I'm so sick of movies trying to be serious all the time. Okay, this has serious elements, but at the same time, you know, there's like bantering going on between like Captain America and Black Widow, and then Falcon is awesome. And, you know, so it's stuff like that. So that's what I enjoy so much about like the Avengers movies, that they are so much fun. But I liked like how it was sort of an intelligent movie, and it had like a lot of themes.
And
like speaking of Black Widow, like I love their relationship. I'm not going to like talk about like all the articles I read, but one of the factors why I loved Avengers so much, and it's working again here, is because I liked that there wasn't like any blatant romance in either of the movies.
Yeah.
So that's like one of my other favorite aspects of.
Yeah, I was kind of afraid that there was gonna be something like Forrest as in Man of Steel, but then you know when she starts talking about the other women and stuff.
Men is still felt forced, but it's natural. I mean, it's the story. It's basically that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, with Captain America, it was good. I mean, but Black Widow likes him, right? I mean, she
does. But I think it's more.
I thought she did. Look at her.
Hawkeye. I just put her with Hawkeye. I don't know how that will develop.
Really?
But I put her with Hawkeye. Yeah, because they were awesome in Avengers together. So
they were. But I got this vibe from her. I don't know, in the car and everything when he's.
I think it's just like a Scarlett Johansson vibe.
Maybe I was projecting onto her, my girl.
Yeah.
Feelings. but yeah, so that was a really good part. Like they have a great chemistry without being sexual.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's just it was really fun to watch them together. And also you mentioned the darker themes. That's actually what surprised me. I wasn't expecting to have such important things not discussed, because this is not like an espionage thriller, although it does have some elements to it. But at least addressed.
Yeah.
Like those questions of safety versus liberty and having a penalty without a crime. That
yeah.
was really interesting.
That was
all over
very
that.
Deep.
Yeah.
It was really good. Because I think it's so current. Like all those questions are so, they matter so much today.
Mm.
We are basically willingly giving up our freedom to, in order to feel safer.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that idea of having like an entity who is supposed to protect you turn your backs on you, you know?
Yeah, that was kind of frightening, actually. I mean, it kind of shows, like, even superhero worlds where you... I always felt like S.H.I.E.L.D. was, you know, the only thing that could never go wrong or anything.
Exactly. I had no idea there was this... I mean, this must have been taken from some comic or something, right?
Yeah,
I have, like, zero knowledge of this stuff.
Me neither.
I never... There's even that show, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., so I got this impression that S.H.I.E.L.D. was, like, a really good, solid thing, and then to see it go down, it makes so much sense. It's so interesting. It's kind of like those government conspiracy theories, right? But S.H.I.E.L.D. instead. Ah, so good.
and that's where, you know, that's again where, like, I really like the character of Black Widow and Nick Fury to a point, because they're, like, you know, like, the whole idea of being spies in, like, a world like this.
Mm.
Yeah.
And, like, how they have to, like, then come to terms with it. And, like, that's how, like, her character development was going on.
Yeah.
And she has... I loved all that. Like, but while I was watching it, I was having a lot of fun. And then when I came back home, I thought and all that. So that's...
Yeah. Lovely. Yeah, like, I would think of it, but then there would be, like, an explosion or something. I'll go over there instead. Or... just Chris Evans would come up on screen.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, and you were saying that it was fun. I thought this movie was really funny sometimes.
It was.
It was some really good jokes.
Yeah,
My two favorites. One was, like, the AC thing in the car.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there was a part, you know, when she goes, like, bye-bye bikinis. And then I forgot what he said, but it was hilarious to reply.
Yeah, because you must look terrible now. And it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so good. That was so good. Yeah, and in the elevator scene.
That was funny. Amazing.
That was my favorite action scene of the film.
So. Yeah, and it has some of the best shots, like when he stands in the middle of all these people laying down.
I love the way, because, like, that scene was shown in the trailers, you know, like, how he fights them.
Yeah.
And that was the only part which that they keep showing it. And I really liked it in the trailer, but in the movie, like, they built up on it.
Yeah.
Like, at every floor, new people come, and then it keeps getting, and then he starts to, like, feel like something is going wrong. I really like that. I didn't expect it to be like that. So that made it even more cool. Yeah, and
before we begin, does anybody want to get out?
Yeah.
So badass. He was really badass to them.
I love him.
Although I did think right from the start, why doesn't he just jump out of the elevator? Like, just get out. But that's not...
It's not cool.
Yeah, but he's smart, but he's also trusting, you know? I don't know. I think he gives people a chance. I love Captain America. So.
He's a good person. Yeah, sure. But he is.
And other thing, okay, what I didn't like. I won't say I didn't like it, but just the fact that there was, like, that last minute save thing that I thought maybe this film... I wish, like, it would have done without it, but at the same time, it wasn't, like, a bad thing, and there was enough, like, emotional, like, you cared, like, you were scared for him and all that stuff, so it wasn't, like, completely terrible, but I kind of, like, I don't know, that's, you know, because those cliches, the film worked around cliches really well, like, you knew from the second Robert Redford came, like, he can't be all good, but, you know, so... But, like, most of the time, the film worked around cliches really well. So that was, like, one tiny thing that I was just like, I wish they did.
I don't know if it's a cliche or more like a classic element of this kind of film.
Maybe.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of, even with Robert Redford, I more associate him with, like, good roles. So I thought he was very well cast, because he never looked as though he wanted bad.
I had doubts towards whether or not he was bad. Yeah.
But and one more thing I wish was, like, you know, in the end, when the old lady starts, like, fighting, and then she turns out to be Scarlett Johansson. I kind of wish she didn't turn out to be Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, me too.
That would have been so cool. Like, cooler if it was, like, some... kick ass old lady.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. Exactly the same thing. Like, this woman is so badass. Mm-hmm. Every woman in this film is so cool. And then it turns out to be her. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
but I didn't like, again, I don't, I'm not like a specialist on this, but I didn't really find the special effects impressive at all. Did you?
They were okay, but...
I mean, the ships, okay, but, like, the explosions and the water and just, I wasn't blown away by it, no.
I think it's maybe because we have a kind of a high standard from Marvel already.
I actually, that's maybe. What I liked about it, like, because there were so many of the fights were, like, so man-to-man. That it was so unexpected, but the final, you know, the final ship thing, I actually thought it looked really good and looked really realistic. And I, one other thing, I love the fact that it wasn't set in New York, set somewhere else.
Yeah,
it's those little things, you know, they weren't like that gigantic buildings everywhere.
No,
those things really like work for me. So
I liked the special effects from the car. You know, the gadgets I liked.
Yeah, that's cool. And I was thinking more of on a larger scale, but yeah, I'm suspect on this. I don't really like special effects because I think it looks fake. It doesn't look real. But that's kind of the point. Like, it's made in a computer, but yeah, it's like dinosaurs. I hate computers, CGI, dinosaur. I hate that shit.
I think you can do some pretty cool stuff. I mean, Avatar was... Very.
You can. Oh, no, I don't like Avatar. Okay, let's change something. I just realized I'm not, like, the best person to talk about this.
No. But, yeah, I like a good amount of... I do find some special effects believable, so I like that. But something like... I don't want to go on about it, but something like Man of Steel, which, like, numbed my brain, I don't like that, you know?
Yeah,
or like one of the Transformers movies. Those things get irritating. This film had like a good blend of like the effects with like enough dialogue and stuff going on. And like the thing is, like, you could follow the action. Like, you knew who was fighting who.
Oh, yeah,
that's also amazing. That's really good.
Like you said, the man on man thing with him and the Winter Soldier. That was good. Yeah.
And also, like, with the Black Widow, because I love that, like, their fighting styles almost, like, reflect them. Cause she uses, like, all these tricks to, like, fool you. So I like that also. Like, she's clever. So her thing is, like, more sneaky and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her fighting style. So those things, too. I thought, like, and that's the thing is, like, the people who made them, they're the people who made, like, Community. They've never made an action movie. So they had, like, really good insight into this, you know?
Yeah,
we did. Although I think some scenes were really quick. Like, I don't like action sequences to drag, but you know, the ones that the one that is always on the trailer in the that kind of bridge or something. It's not like a bridge. It's more like a
highway.
Yeah,
that was really quick. Yeah. Like I got a little bit of popcorn, and when I looked up, it was over. What happened?
But I think they...
It was fun.
I guess they just wanted to, like, make it more fast-paced. And maybe...
Less, like, explosions, bam-bam, and more a little bit about the story itself. And, yeah.
Yeah, and also because there was so much criticism about Man of Steel, I think they kind of listened to that.
And yet the movie was big. It was, like, 2 hours or...
Yeah, it was...
Rather big, yeah.
But
it was good. It didn't drag. I didn't feel like it was too.
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay. What about the characters? Starting with maybe the little ones. Like, what were the ones that stood out for you?
I love Falcon. He was so awesome.
Yeah.
It's like his lines were so funny, and I like the wings. They were cool.
They were really cool.
They were.
I
had no idea he existed, that character.
No. He wasn't in the trailer, I think, either, but...
He was?
Oh.
He was?
Yeah, I've seen the trailer many times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he was really fun. And I really liked Nick Fury. I didn't really remember him. He just looks so cool.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad we can finally see why he's a badass. Because he, apart from maybe the elevator scene, his whole car action scene was the best. It was really thrilling, and I love like how much time they spent on it, and I don't know, it was I love that. Oh my god, his tombstone. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Didn't you? I was so excited, and I knew no one else got the reference, but
what reference?
On his tombstone, it said the path of the righteous man. You know, from Pulp Fiction.
Oh, I didn't get that.
I didn't see that either.
You didn't see that? That was on his tombstone. Like, on Nick Fury's tombstone. Ooh. Yeah.
Aww.
I know. I was so excited. I was just like, so cool. Yeah.
No, he's really cool. And he's a very well-written character, because you're kind of, you know, unsure about him. Like, you never really know his motives until, like, the third part.
Exactly.
And
I didn't like the Mariah thing, but you know, it's like
I liked her. I mean, she could have had some more space. She could have had some. She wasn't that important here.
No,
I like that. You know, in the limited amount, like her and Adrian 13, like they were still. You know, you knew that these are like women who can kick ass, as little man, like they were kind of like no nonsense kind of people, which I automatically like. So even with the tiny scenes, that was enough for like me to like them, you know.
Established female power,
yeah,
in the film, but it's important. I mean,
yeah, because mainly other times they could have just had male side characters, and they wouldn't have been more important. So it's kind of cool to have small, unimportant female characters too.
I liked Redford.
I like
the villains in this movie. Even Winter Soldier and himself is pretty scary.
Yeah, because I actually wrote not that scary. I mean,
he was kind of not scary because he was Sebastian Stan, and I kept thinking that he's hot. But like, I don't know. I like his concept again. The almost.
Yeah, it just actually I feel exactly the opposite way. I didn't feel Winter Soldier like the villain. I wasn't convinced when they were fighting in the street, like. Maybe halfway through the film, I don't know. Like the first fight, he wasn't even dressed as Captain America.
No, they were like undercover.
Yeah. That part, I wasn't even feeling the dread of Winter Soldier. It's like, oh, this guy with a robotic arm. Okay.
I was kind of feeling because he could beat Captain America at times. So I thought, well, he has to be kind of strong and,
But one thing was, going back to the Nolan thing, it kind of reminded me of, like, the Bane and the Batman fight a little bit. Because he seemed like the kind who might beat Captain America in the same way, like, how Bane did beat, like, Batman to a pulp.
I can see that.
That's why it came to me a little bit.
But I did actually think about Bane, but it was more in terms of, I know it's not similar, but in terms of characterization, in a way, it rings of him. Maybe it's because half of his face is like...
I think it's kind of, just thinking about it now, like, Avengers had a really good villain in Loki, and who was just so convincing and, and he was the brother of one of the, like, of Thor, so here it's kind of, he could have been like that, but he, maybe they gave away his identity
too soon,
I don't know.
Yeah, everyone knew about it. Like, did you know I knew?
I didn't know.
I had no idea.
I actually am like, oh my god, it's him. I'm yeah. so stupid.
A lot of people, you know, they actually like, one of the things that they talk about that they didn't like about Avengers is how, apart from Loki, you know, all the other aliens are kind of lame, that like identity less and whatever. So I think this doesn't really have any comparison with that. Because this is like, these are kind of more like, those were just like, you know, random aliens. This is like a jaw bald alien kind of thing going on. Mm. Not alien, whatever, you know, your villain kind of thing going on. So
it's much more.
You could compare. Yeah. Like the government being the bad guys. It was so scary, like seeing like so many of the people were bad.
Yeah.
Like I was genuinely scared for like the SHIELD people. You know, yeah, it's me like, too. Don't let everyone die.
No, although,
they could become bad in the future. You know, it's that idea of punishing you for a crime you haven't committed yet. It's like, you're going to do something bad and we're going to stop that now.
Mm.
It's like a Minority Report.
Yeah.
It's that same thing.
I wouldn't say disappointed, but I thought it was kind of lazy to make the Nazis the bad guys again, because it's just, you know.
Oh, Matt.
It's so long ago.
I had a question about this, but I forgot what it was. This is related to why I like Captain America. Okay? Yeah. But anyways, keep going.
But the Nazi thing, well, first, it comes from the backstory of it all, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the story is...
But apparently Hydra are like, they're like the Soviet villains. It wasn't the Nazi things. They're going after Russia. They only go... If it's like the 1940s, Germany is the bad guy. After that, Russia is the bad guy.
Right. They do give the Nazi regime as the example of electing... how do you say, of democratically electing a dictator?
And that's true. It is a good example.
So I think it applies, again, I just thought this was really pertinent, I don't know if this is the word, because I don't think it's going to happen, but we are witnessing, again, the rise of right-wing extremist parties in Europe.
Yeah, that is true.
So I just feel like it's clever to have it again. I mean, I don't think it will ever compare. I mean, it's just stupid if it happens again.
Yeah.
Right. But it's a good example, I thought. It was good taking. It was subtle. I mean, it was in that room with the computers. Oh, that was so funny.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was creepy and it was cool.
I loved how they kept mocking Steve for him not knowing like technology and stuff.
I did that scene with the computer made me think of Transcendence. You know?
Because of the mind live computer.
Yeah. And I was thinking they could maybe do some kind of, I don't know, put them together.
I hope that's
together.
A cool movie, Transcendence.
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay. Scarlett Johansson.
Awesome. She's
awesome.
So good. I love her. You know, she's like my gap crush of all time.
I didn't like her hair
she's like
that
becoming,
much.
She's becoming more and more. I would like, now I'm going to watch her on everything.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Anything. Yeah.
Definitely.
And just the girl talk here a little bit. What was with their makeup? I mean.
Yeah, her hair is just weird.
That was not a skin color. That was not.
I didn't like her hair in this either.
No, that's not a good look on her red hair.
She looked good in Avengers. I thought I just didn't like the straight middle parting.
No,
it's weird. Yeah, it's weird.
It looks kind of like her in when she was really young, you know, in those kind of movies.
But... Oh right, she used to have straight short hair, medium hair. Yeah, but it was weird. And the makeup was weird. I kept looking at her skin like, that's not your color. You look red / French / you are so beautiful. But
But she was so sexy throughout. It made me so angry sexy. and just drooling all over her. Even damn sneakers. She was in the worst sexy outfit ever, and she looked perfect.
That's true.
Yeah.
But
she was so badass. She was so amazing.
I and Chris Evans, of course, is good.
Born to play a superhero.
Yeah.
God, but didn't you? But it was, oh, just one last thing I just remembered about Scarlett Johansson. Just this girl things that no one else seems to notice. When she's in, they go to the Falcon house, right?
Yeah.
They take a shower. Her hair is damp and wavy. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God, I thought about that. What? And I was like, was she carrying a straightener? Is it one of
this Falcon straighten his hair? Because...
Yeah, I know there's these things too. And I try not to like think about that.
No. It was distracting for me for a good minute in their house. It's like, how did you do that? That's not real.
Well, she is kind of a superhero, so
yeah, she probably you know how earlier people used to like iron their hair?
Yeah.
She left the old Steve to like, I don't know, press it or something, and he's got like super strength. I don't know.
Steve just helped me hear a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, so back to Chris Evans, because I remember this because I was thinking of him in his house right after he took like a shower or something. And he's just too much. Again, it's not like it's his arms and chest, it's just so much. What is going on there? It's like
a little bit, but
and like, his face is so tiny. No, it's great, it's perfect. Like I said, the peak of human whatever.
Perfection,
yeah. And it's so much, it's scary. I was like, really.
But the thing is, like him, it just harks me back to the first Captain America movie, the part when his transformation occurs, which is like one of my favorite scenes of all time. Like in the history of movies, it will be one of my favorite scenes of all time. Okay. So yeah, I love him. Nothing. I have nothing more to say.
I love him.
More to say.
He's great.
But he's really good, and I think he's like the most innocent of superheroes.
Yeah. He plays the role with so much sincerity. Mm-hmm. You can't help it. I cannot. Help it. I was gonna talk about like why I was thinking about why Captain America might be my favorite Avenger, which is nuts because first of all I don't like very like goody heroes. Mm-hmm. I don't like things which are too American. All of that. Okay. And I was thinking like why is it that I feel like so like I would like go to war for him if I had to. Which is, no, it's not just Chris Evans. Yeah, I was thinking like maybe it's just because it's Chris Evans. But it goes in the, you know, in the first movie. Mm-hmm. Matt just watched this, so she remember. I don't know, Sophia, if you remember. But there's that part in it when Stanley Tucci's character asks him, like, does he want to go to Germany and, like, fight the Nazis? And then he says something about he just doesn't like bullies. And yeah. I just find his morals, even though, you know, they make it all like it's like the all-American 1940s hero values. But like whatever values he has just like, I think he has like very universal values, which I can't help but respect. And there's a way in which Chris Evans plays him that makes them all the more like, I don't know, he's just so clear about things that I like it, you know, like I know like he will be right. And he's not having that whole, like, even though he is confused about it in the beginning of the movie, but he doesn't have that annoying moral conflict all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he doesn't have, like, a big, sad, depressing thing going on like most superheroes do.
Yeah.
So
it's really normal, actually, I think.
And yeah, and I was afraid that this thing with his, what's her name? Hayley Atwell was going to be, you know, a big thing, but it wasn't, like...
No.
It was very sweetly handled, I thought, in the movie. Mm-hmm. I love the chemistry in the first movie.
Yeah, they're great. I mean, of course she had to go, but would have been cool if she had been there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love Chris Evans.
And to think he was in Fantastic Four, that's so bad.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's why I say he was born to, like, play a superhero. Because he was my favorite thing in Fantastic Four, too. Like, yeah. I loved him as Johnny Storm. He looked damn good as Johnny Storm, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. He's good.
He looks good.
Okay.
Did you guys see the end credits?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
They showed us the mid credit, mid end, whatever credits, but like the movie got like they literally switched off the reel or whatever.
The credits were impressive. I loved the ones in the first movie, and that's why I stayed in this one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I checked before the movie ended if there was anything after. Because in this kind of film, you can expect sometimes.
Yeah, so did you... I didn't watch it, but I know what it is, the end credits.
I actually don't remember.
No, I don't remember.
Another threat or something, possibly.
As in, like, the end credits scene, I mean, you know, like, the teaser for the next Avenger movie.
Yeah, exactly.
But what did happen?
The last one, which I didn't see, was about Bucky going back to the Smithsonian... That special they're having on Captain America, and then he tries to find out about himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and I was actually reading up on the there's not really much to read, but on the next movie.
Mm-hmm. So
it's just supposed to be, it's supposed to be a continuity of this one. Like, same story, basically. Finish it.
Yeah, but I hope like they do. They don't focus too much on it, and they use as like people are saying, because like Captain America has such a interesting point of view that like to see the world from his point of view. I think they do. Mm-hmm. I wish they would like, you know, tackle some issues, through him, which would be really good.
Uh huh.
That's like I think the only way forward, like because he unlike other superheroes, you have that luxury with him, like you can show a lot of world conflicts, like a lot of things which are wrong in this world seen through his eyes, you can like figure it out, you know.
I think he could have some movie with Iron Man, because I was kind of wondering where is Iron Man all this time.
I don't know about Iron Man, because Iron Man isn't... You saw Iron Man 3, right? He's not, like, Iron Man anymore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
But
in the film.
But the thing is, apparently there's a reason why Hulk and Hawkeye weren't in this.
Uh-huh.
And they haven't been in the other ones, and, like, we'll find out about that in Avengers 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which is next year. May 1st. Yeah. And this one is set to... 2016.
Yeah, next on the same weekend as the Batman. God, people are so obsessed.
Yes.
One Superman versus Batman. I don't care if it's Ben Affleck.
No.
I know, I'm gonna watch it.
I wonder, but I want them to. And they said they would probably move one of the dates because
it
doesn't make sense to have.
It's stupid.
Superhero movies in the same. Yeah, so you're excited for the next one. I am.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited for Avengers 2 too, because they showed Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch. That was in the mid-credits thing. I love how Elizabeth Olsen looks as Scarlet Witch. And Aaron Johnson looks terrible, but he's like one guy who can look terrible and then still like end up looking hot.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's true.
I just hope there's a part in Avengers when Chris Evans and Aaron Johnson are shirtless. That's all I want.
I'd support that. Okay. Okay, so you want to rate the film?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Okay, Matt, go ahead.
I would go like 8.5, around that, yeah.
Okay. Nick?
Yeah, I'm 10. Yeah, I'm 10.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Bad.
I loved it.
Okay, because if I was being true to my 1 to 5, I would give it a 7.5, because that I gave it 3.5 after I watched it. I kind of feel like an 8 now, but just to clarify, to like, 7 for me is already good. Like, it's good. Okay.
Mm.
So, ratings are weird.
They are.
Okay. Okay, so let's play the game.
Yes. Sure. A super highly intellectual game with, like, scientific reasoning behind it.
Yeah, this is serious stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
So, that was it for our main discussion. It's time for our game, and we're going to play Fuck, Marry, or Kill Superhero Edition.
Yay!
Okay, so Fuck, Marry, Kill, for anyone who doesn't know, it's when you give three options to someone, like three men in this case, three superheroes, and you have to choose which one you would fuck, which one you would marry, and which one you would kill. So...
as I said, highly intellectual.
Yes, very.
Definitely.
Yes.
And I'm going to do like a clock thing here. So I'm going to start asking Matt. And Matt, I've done 2 sets. We've all done. But I actually have like maybe a theme for it. So I'm going to give you the option to choose since you're the first one. So Nick, you're going to burn with something really hard.
Yeah.
I made one which is like the worst, like the least sexy superheroes. And you have to choose, which will be really hard. And then I did one with, like, the super sexy...
I did the same thing!
Okay. I kind of did the same thing, too.
We have, like, the same minds here.
Wow.
Psychic stuff. Okay, so, Matt, worst or best for you?
Best.
Best? Okay. you're not gonna want to kill... Okay, so, best. We got, obviously, Captain America by Chris Evans... And I will quote it again, the peak of human perfection, so be wise.
Uh-huh.
Then we have, okay, this was a hard one, but I think it's really sexy. Then we have Magneto, played by Michael Fassbender.
Uh-huh.
And, oh my god, what, it's the same?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's Superman by Henry Cavill?
Yes!
Shit! Well, we agree that we're sexy.
Oh my god. It's
gonna
exactly
have
the same.
Three other three, okay? Okay,
mine
so
is a bit different.
Captain America, Magneto, or
okay, Mary, or what do I start with?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want. like, I wouldn't know what to answer.
Would I kill? I would probably kill Magneto.
Magneto?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard, but he's not as, you know, physical as the other ones. So
you're so superficial, man.
And I wouldn't want to marry him. So that's okay.
You and Mai?
Yeah. Marry. Okay. I would marry Captain America because he seems loyal and very, like,
yeah,
someone you would want to spend a lot of time with and you would never get tired of, I think.
Yeah, he's fun. He's fun.
Yeah. And then I would fuck Henry Cavill.
Superman.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
I would switch. If it were me, I would switch between Magneto and... I know, I mean, it's impossible to kill Superman, but whatever.
Cause kill Superman?
Yeah, because, like, it's classy. In those turtlenecks, I don't know, it just does it for me.
I think I'd go, like, what Matt said, actually.
I would definitely
Captain
marry Captain
more,
America.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
more fun. It's more fun.
Yeah.
Superman.
Okay. Okay, so I...
That's just insane, though. Like,
but the odds, like...
Okay, so I'm gonna ask Nick now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna ask the same thing then. I mean, my perfect list isn't, like, perfect, but it's kind of more attractive people, and then I have one with less attractive people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was choosing more attractive one, so...
Okay. So it's Iron Man / Tony Stark. Professor Xavier, but played by James McAvoy.
Of course.
And Superman, played by Henry Cavill.
Mm. Okay, I would still kill Superman. No, thank you, Superman. I would marry Professor X, because I love James McAvoy and, like, his eyes. I would fuck Iron Man because, like, Iron Man looks experienced.
Yeah, that seems
off. Yeah.
Of course.
I think I'd do the same, maybe, but maybe I'd kill Tony Stark or Iron Man.
I'd kill the middle one, the Professor X.
Aww.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know where it's going to end up. It's going to end up bald. I don't want that. Of course not. And I'd marry Superman. Although the whole Krypton thing is like too much drama.
Okay.
Okay. It's Sophia. Since like my good looking one is gone, you have like you have either like a bad one or you have an all girls edition. To choose all female superheroes.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, it can be girls. Sure, all girls.
Okay, so there's Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
There's Mystique, played by whoever you can choose, Rebecca Romijn, or Jennifer Lawrence. And there is, because we severely lack female superheroes, there is Batgirl, who's played by Alicia Silverstone.
I don't know, a Batgirl? I don't really know that one.
So you kill her?
Huh?
So you kill her?
No, I'm pretty sure I'd kill Mystique. But
then Mystique can like literally become anyone you want.
Oh.
Sure, but I don't like her. I just don't. Okay. Her face doesn't do anything for me. So I couldn't either marry her, fuck her till I die. That wouldn't be possible. Not even once. So, no. How is Batgirl? Is she like a female Batman? Like dark?
Kind of. I mean, she's lame in the movie. She's like a female Robin. Like she ends up with Robin.
Oh, that's bad. And I could kill her for maybe. Okay, but I'm pretty sure I'd marry Black Widow.
Yeah.
And I would either fuck. Okay, I'm gonna kill Batgirl because I don't know her and I don't wanna fuck someone I don't know. So I'll fuck Mystique, kill Batgirl, and marry Black Widow.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it's me. Okay, so now it's Nick, the worst.
Yeah.
This is a really good list. I had a lot of fun making this one.
Okay,
so first we've got Ben.
If we have the same thing again, it'd be bloody weird, okay?
We got first Ben Grimm, which is the Rocky guy from Fantastic Four.
Right.
In his rock farm. You can't have it in his human farm. Then we have the whiny Spider-Man 3.
Like the crazy emo.
Crying all the time, emo. That guy. And then, oh my god, I'm so happy you chose this one because I did this one just thinking of you. It's Daredevil. By Ben Affleck. And his chin.
Oh god. Technically I can't do the thing, can I?
No.
That just seems just
wrong. I know.
Yeah, and like painful.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to kill him. I don't want to marry him. But he's going to be played by Jamie Bell.
Whoa. No,
Fantastic Four.
That's
the old guy. Okay, so okay.
The bad, like,
okay.
Guy from Fantastic Four.
So, fine, but I'll have to kill him. Oh, no, not Ben Affleck. Oh. Okay. So, fine, I'll have to marry, like, whiny Spider-Man.
What a boring marriage.
Yeah. And I'll have to, like, do Daredevil, which is disgusting. And he'll be, like, blind.
It is really weird. It's just so stupid.
It'd be like a pity thing.
Oh my god. Okay. That was painful, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, so Met. I actually went with villains here and not superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
And these are all Batman villains, like the worst Batman villains. So you have Penguin from Batman Returns.
Oh no.
You have Tommy Lee Jones's Two-Face from Batman Forever, and you have Arnold Schwarzenegger's Dr.
Oh,
Freeze.
Oh my god.
Huh. I'm so sorry, but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm probably gonna kill the penguin because he's just too creepy. And then I'm gonna marry Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess I'll have to fuck Arnold Schwarzenegger, which I guess it's okay.
You like keep making like ice puns all night. Which will be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. And like if you've seen the movie, you see like how Tommy Lee Jones is two-faced, does take care of his women in a way.
Mm.
Right? Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
That was really bad.
Well, mine isn't that bad. It's actually, I don't know what I was thinking when I did it, but okay. It's Batman from the Tim Burton movie. And then Superman as Christopher Reeve, and Hulk from the Avengers. I mean, not Hulk, but in his human form.
Thank you.
That's so sexy. That's not that bad. That's pretty good.
That's Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
And the Batman from the Tim Burton movie. That is
Michael Keaton.
Mm. Okay. I think I'd kill Superman because I think Christopher Reeve is really boring.
Mm.
I don't think it would be a good fuck, nor Mary, like, it's just, no.
But he would, like, turn back time for you.
Yeah, and you could fly around.
So that, what? Why would he turn back time so we could do it again? No.
As in if you die, then he does that. I love. And yeah, he makes you fly and stuff, so.
Well, I'd marry Mark Ruffalo. That's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Of course I'd marry him. I mean, like, he has his issues, but...
Yeah.
Hulk is fine. Okay, so, whatever.
It's adorable.
I just think, like, Batman could be a better way than Superman.
Yeah. Mm.
True.
Yeah.
Although I don't really know that guy from... I haven't seen that movie, but...
Michael Keaton... I don't know.
Is he sexy in that movie, or is it, like...
Not...
That fun, comic-y... Weird Batman series.
He's like a less sulky Batman for sure.
But he's kind of a playboy.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, I think he would be good.
I wish he would chosen George Clooney. Because I don't care.
The one with the nipples.
Or even Robin. That Robin is really hot. Like the Robin.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but yeah, that made it tough. But I think, I would fuck Michael Keaton and kill Christopher Reeve. It's just, no. It's too meh.
Okay.
It's a little meh.
Okay.
So that.
Out of 10!
No, it's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I have one more if both of you wanna do it.
Yay! Sure, yeah.
Okay. So, it's a weird one. It's Scott Pilgrim.
Uh-huh.
Kick-Ass and Loki.
Oh. Oh my god. Okay, I would have to kill Scott Pilgrim. No.
Yeah, I would kill him too.
No, wait. I would marry Scott Pilgrim.
Hmm.
I would have to kill Kick-Ass. I mean, he does look like Aaron Johnson, but he doesn't really seem... He seems kind of lame. I would definitely fuck Loki. I mean, come on.
I'd fuck Loki because I couldn't marry him. I mean, that would be just a disaster. He's a bad guy. I would marry Kick-Ass. Yeah, he's kind of lame. I mean, but
yes.
I would marry him because it's Aaron Johnson. And and I would kill the other one because I still haven't seen that movie.
Oh.
And he's played by Mike Passera.
Yeah, so I wouldn't marry Michael Cera.
I would marry
I would, Michael too.
That part,
I would not.
Yeah.
I would definitely marry Mike
Sarah.
Okay. So I would marry Aaron Johnson more if I had a choice, but yeah. Marry someone more. But anyway.
Although I'm pretty sure they're all insane.
I would marry the hell out of Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, but he's Loki, so it's not an option. It's just... Okay, so... That was fun.
Yeah.
We should do it again.
Yeah.
It's like with other special editions. Let's wrap this up with plugs. Anyone? Has plugs? Matt?
Nick? No.
I linked it on my blog too, but there's this one video by this group from, I think, University of Pennsylvania, these like Indian guys, and they've sung the song, which is like the evolution of Bollywood, and they've sung songs like from the 60s to modern day. Mm-hmm. And like for anyone who knows Bollywood, I'm pretty sure they will love it. The people don't like it, I think they would at least like the music in it. Mm-hmm. It's a really fun video.
Really cool.
So you can like check it out.
Yeah, I love these kind of videos. I mean, people do them on all kinds of stuff, and yeah, that was a really cool one.
Yeah. I need to see that.
And like, and if you the Chris Evans, Scott Evans, Jimmy Fallon thing.
Yeah.
The interview. It's awesome.
It's
I love
great.
It. Chris Evans' laugh is the best.
Yeah. He does seem a bit crazy, though. I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit. But, like, he's, like, then, like, I was just, like, he looks so good in a suit, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's so tall.
And I was, like, crying over that.
He's very tall.
Yeah.
And big.
He is,
yeah. But, like, they seem like a normal guy, but very excited, like, about things. He spoke really loud. And like,
yeah.
I'm here. Like,
nice hands. That was the
guy. It was, too. Oh, Colbert, what are you doing? Okay. Struck me again. It's gonna be like I'm gonna cry throughout the next year just thinking of I'll never see him again. Okay, I'm talking about Colbert. The show is gonna end and he's gonna be doing The Late Show. He's gonna replace David Letterman.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, no more Colbert Report. Okay, but plugs. I have plugs, actually. I have a couple of events that are going to happen in April, and I thought it would be cool to advertise them. There's French Toast Sundays, Darren Aronofsky.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A whole month of Aronofsky. And there's this really cool, really great blogathon that's coming on April 20 through 26. It's the Great Villain Blogathon. It's hosted by Speakeasy, Shadows and Satin, and Silver Screenings. And it's mostly, I think it's going to be mostly classic Hollywood villains, because these are classic Hollywood blogs.
Yeah, but so, the poster has Hannibal on it.
Oh, no, I made that poster.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm just fangirling all over Hannibal, so I was like, Yeah, I made that one. But because the originals are just with classic. But I think there are some modern, but mostly classics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's going to be great. And this is coming out on Wednesdays. So the day after, April 17th, it's the last day of the God is in the Movies blogathon by Fistful of Films. That's going to be interesting too.
Yeah.
Just in time for Easter. So that's it.
Okay.
So, our episodes are free to download and listen on iTunes and Podomatic. We're also on Stitcher. Just search for Across the Universe Podcast or follow any of the links we provide on our blogs. You can contact us via email at acrosstheuniversepodcast@gmail.com. We encourage you to leave us your feedback on today's episode on our Facebook page. That is facebook.com/acrosstheuniversepodcast. And please feel free to share your own thoughts on Captain America. We'd love to read about it. We're also going to have the Fuck, Marry, or Kill game online on our Facebook page, so be sure you go there and participate. So, one last time. I am Sophia. You can find my blog at filmflare.pt, and I'm also on Twitter under filmflareblog.
I'm Etta, and I blog at limereviews.blogspot.com, and you can find me on Twitter at Meta Kowalski.
I'm Nick, and I blog at beingnormajean.blogspot.com, and you can find me on Twitter at nikat_z.
Alright, thank you so much for listening, and do join us on our next episode, which will air in exactly 2 weeks, that is the 30th of April. It's a guest episode, Cherokee is going to be here, and we're going to discuss movies people hate that we love. So until then, bye!
Bye!
Bye, Nick.
Bye.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing me. Jai Guru Deva. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world.